Hello for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
She moved in the morning and all day.
Triple M.
Tell us what's happening in the space of cafes and restaurants, because last week here at Triple M, we did a big promotion about the big Friday night takeout and encouraging people to go down to their local takeaway place and grab some food and support local business. So it was great to see so many people jump on board of that. But you've looked at the fact that the delivery option could be really hurting some businesses.
Yeah, I'd just like to start by saying I've had a very weird week with you, Pablo. I've had very much, you're famous in Perth. I've had 6 degrees of separation
okay. With
multiple people since telling them that I'm going to be on the radio with you. So the Randalls that own the Sandbar used to own the Carafa Tavern,
okay. Which
is next door to your studio, correct?
It is, correct.
And Ricky Barclay, who works at Real Mark with me and Leadable, used to work at the Carafa Tavern. And then Carafa's number one real estate agent from Real Mark Carafa, Jordan James, likes to talk to you about ice baths. So I'm really getting a strange picture of you, Pablo. So I just wanted to start off by saying I know you and I'm a little bit freaked out by the whole thing.
There is nothing wrong with enjoying an ice cold beer and then also simultaneously enjoying an ice cold ice bath.
I'm not here to judge. You know, we're very much on the topic of supporting locals, and whatever you do in your spare time, Pablo, I'm happy with.
You've caught me completely off guard. I absolutely love it. Yeah, it's strange. The world is a very small place, and the problem with having a name like Pablo is everyone remembers it.
Yeah, a bloke called Escobar had the same issue.
Let's talk takeaway food. Yeah.
So the big thing, mate, I want to start off by saying I really understand the importance of delivery services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's essential to the Australian food and beverage industry to survive. And on top of that, you know, the rideshare program and the delivery services give jobs to nearly 100,000 people across Australia. The gripes that we at Real Mark and myself have is not with the drivers or the jobs that are in Australia.
Yeah.
It's more to do with these multinationals coming in and, you know, not feeling the same hurt that we have. You know, they've got a social license to support Australians. Landlords, retailers, and the Australian government are all feeling the hurt. But at the moment, these multinational companies are not reducing their 30 to 35% margins, and they're profiting whilst we're all hurting. So that's the biggest issue at the moment.
Yeah, because the fee from some of these big delivery companies, it's quite staggering. Yeah, 30 to 35% sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. And if you look at what's... So obviously, we try to look globally. I mean, we're talking local, and we really want Uber and Deliveroo, but let's talk about Uber for a sec, to support local. What they've done in the US, where they have their head office, is that for 100,000 local restaurants, so all the local restaurants that are on Uber's platform, they've cut delivery margins during the pandemic, which they're not doing in Australia. And my question is, why are you happy to do it in the US, where you're paying tax, but you're not willing to do it in Australia, where we're hurting?
Yeah, and so you've jumped on the sort of campaign to still order the takeaway foods and everything, but go down there and grab it from the venue. Like, we know a lot of places also, they're trying to offer free delivery to get extra customers in, but it's that sort of, we all need to sort of pitch in together during this time. And if we want to see those great takeaway food venues and everything survive, drive out there and pick it up yourself.
You take this time to interact. We're all sitting at home and really not getting a lot of social interaction. So take the time, go in and see your local restaurateur, learn his name, pick up the products from the venue, and actually keep the money in Australia and in Australian businesses' pockets, because that's the most important thing. We need to really protect Australia and our incomes of these people that are battling to survive and are staying open to support all of us.
Michael Richardson, commercial retail expert. Thanks so much for your time today from Real Mart. I'm going to enjoy an ice bath tonight and hope you have a good week.
See you, Pablo. Appreciate it.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M.